Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking trade worries with Colin Woodall of NCBA in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
Agriculture continues to worry about a couple of the existing trade deals that are out there that have been very beneficial to U.S. farmers and ranchers. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is especially concerned about both NAFTA as well as the Korean Free Trade Deal. According to Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, these are deals that are worth a lot of money to the U.S. beef cattle industry. And he tells our colleague Carson Horn, it's vital that the U.S. cattle industry be able to get across their message to the Trump administration, do no harm.
We still have a lot of worries, especially in regards to his continued thoughts or comments about pulling out of NAFTA and also the South Korean agreement, the CORUS agreement. Both of those have brought a tremendous amount of value to the U.S. cattle industry. You look at the South Korean agreement alone, we can attribute $47 in value to each marketed head just because of our access in Korea. So pulling us out would have a major negative impact on the bottom line of the U.S. cattle industry. Now, fortunately, the U.S. is still at the table on the NAFTA renegotiations. We've asked for them not to bring up cattle and beef issues. They haven't yet. So for us, it's going to be a matter of whether or not we stay into the agreement period, and that's still up in the air.
You know, a lot of Trump's rhetoric, it's been thought of as maybe a negotiation tactic. So are these threats to pull out, are they, you think, is there backing to that? Is he serious about it? Or, you know, is it a negotiation tactic?
It could be a negotiation tactic, but we have to take this seriously because the talk of pulling out also adds uncertainty into the marketplace. Markets never like uncertainty. So we have to consider all of these as being legitimate threats. That's why we continue to push and show the value of trade and try to defend what we have right now.
Now, on the whole, you know, would you say that Trump is a friend to agriculture? Obviously, was very integral in getting that beef back there into China after 13 years of being out of the market.
There's a lot of things that we can point to that show what kind of support we have from the president. Trade has been a mixed bag. Yes, he helped us get back into the Chinese market after being closed for almost 14 years. But unfortunately, on things like CORUS and NAFTA, it's not as a rosy picture.
And then, of course, there is the Trans-Pacific Partnership. That's caused a lot of heartburn on behalf of a lot of cattle producers and folks in agriculture. Donald Trump pulling out of TPP as he got into the White House about 9-10 months ago now. That has meant that the cattle industry and others have been calling strongly for some bipartisans with that part of the world, especially with the Japanese government. At this point, the Japanese seem to have little interest in dealing with the Trump administration one-on-one with any aspect of trade, including beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
ITC is a high-voltage, transmission-only utility with a commitment to the communities they serve. They're proud to salute the outstanding members of the Oklahoma FFA who excelled at the 90th Annual National Convention of the organization. ITC spotlights Owasso's Piper Merritt, the new Central Region Vice President, as she begins a year of service as a National FFA officer. And they congratulate the Kingfisher FFA chapter for winning the National Conduct of Meetings Contest, besting teams from 38 other states. ITC Great Plains, your energy superhighway.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.